Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.
So you know the deal. It's time for Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, all. Good evening, all. This is another one of those editions of Those Casual Reds show. I am the one they call Casey Ren Edson Gale Sr. That's the whole government, aka known as Face, aka known as the old guy in skinny jeans. Anyway. Today's show is brought to you by Baloran, Manukian, and Shagidian. BMS is their call, one of the finest personal injury law firms in the state of California, with a 90s, over 96% success rate. They give you a family vibe. One thing I like about this law firm, when you go in there, everybody greets you, everybody goes, addresses you by their name. They give you a small law firm feel, but they give you big results. If you go on their Instagram, you see their payouts, you see $400,000, you see a mil, see half a million. Everything is done correctly at BMS. You can contact them at 747-444-4444. They're located in Sherman Oaks, one of the finest law firms. Gives you a family feel, but you get a big law firm results. BMS, one more time, call them at 747-444-4444. Anyway. Sam, let's bring in the guys. I got in the studio here with me. I got Germ. How we doing?
What up? What up, Case?
Everything got my man good. Cheesy. What's going on, Cheese?
Loving life right now.
Loving life. Right
now. Double manager bounce.
Double manager bounce. We got guys here in the links. We got Bandito back with us again. My brother, hey. Bandito, how are you doing?
Good, good. Casey put me on a one-show trial to see.
Why is he saying that?
So, a lot of pressure on me.
Pressure. That's how we do is pressure things around here. Then we got my man back from his, Bear Grylls expedition. My man Sean in the PA, Pittsburgh. What's going on?
I'm good.
We're going to have some questions for you later. My man Ronaldo, Trini Vibes. What Guan? How you doing, brother?
Normal and informal. That's good.
And of course, one and only Big Mikey, representing Georgia also. What's going on, my brother Mikey? How's the baby bottles going?
Throw away the Thanksgiving leftovers.
Yeah, that is true, folks. That's one thing.
My favorite sandwich. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but there's an expiration date.
My sandwich.
Oh, no.
There is an expiration
date. When is it acceptable? So what's the last day you
I think
eat?
You're supposed to throw it away like 3 days prior.
Today's the day.
All right.
I'm going to eat mine tomorrow.
I was invited to my friend is a very top LA chef, and he had a thing at his house, and I was around some of the classiest people ever, and your boy was all one. I was around writers and producers, and they were like, what do you do? I was like, I do a podcast about Manchester United.
And like, I'm rep for many.
They're like, I'm lit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you smell like a Christmas tree. I was like, I'm getting ready. But anyway, guys, we're all on a good vibe. We're on a good high. Manchester United just beat Everton by the score of
4-0.
4-0.
4-0.
We got a brace by Marcus Rashford
and
Josh Wazerski. We had
double brace.
We had brace assist by Ahmad and Bruno. Bandito, I want to throw the question out here. It's the first question for everybody. Is this new manager bounce, or is our guy Amarin making changes? Is he making changes?
He's definitely making changes. You can see it in the formation. You can see it in the way we want to attack. We're a little more robust through the middle. Not perfect. Guys are still they're not reacting. They're kind of thinking about what they need to do right as a new system. But some of the players have said they feel like they're in a better position for their skill set. They feel like it's less predictable, that there's, you know, we're seeing changes in the 60th minute. We're seeing a back four when we need to. So, yeah, it's all fresh and new, and we're feeling good. So maybe it's a little of both. But he's got the players on his side at the moment. For the most part, I would say he's got the fans on his side. And he said something about, you know, don't judge the results, judge the performance.
Yeah, so he's heavy on that.
Even though it was a 4-0, it wasn't really like we smashed them. You know, it was still a game. In the 20 minutes in the first half, they looked actually better than us, I thought. So whatever it is, keep it going.
Yep.
Keep it rolling. I think I did a walking, talking tonight, and my thing was keep this rolling. Ronaldo, some people have been saying the score is a little flattering. A lot of our results have been flattering. But scoring goals to us shouldn't be flattering. It's something that was hard to come by. And, you know, you got guys doing 2 goals a game now. Rasmus is doing 2. Rasmus is doing 2. Xerxes is going to do 2. It's hard to say this is just a new manager bounce. I mean, how do you feel about now that we're scoring goals?
I am remiss to say sometimes that, lads, it's Everton. Lads, it's Bodo Glimt. But, lads, it's 4 goals.
I don't want to diss Bodo Glimt.
4 goals.
Yeah.
You know, it was choppy at the beginning, the usual stuff. You know, the missed passes, the lack of quality. Ahmad missed one, which he should have freaking buried. Like, I think it was 20 minutes, and I was already cussing up a storm. Like, come on, guys. Looks like the same old stuff. And they applied pressure. We got away. We got lucky. They were terrible, by the way. They were really glossing over Everton with their nice chances and everything. But those finishes that they wasted, terrible. And we punished them. That's what you got to do to bad teams. You got to punish them. We put 4. And like we just said before, we got to keep it rolling. Is it sides like Everton, sides like, I don't want to say Forest. Forest, they're top 10, right? But sides like Forest, we need to be beating those guys, and constantly beating them, getting better, so we can see the style of play and good fashion of ball in each and every game. And yet, tomorrow's our real big test.
Yeah, we're going to talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a test for sure. Jeremy, your takeaways from the match?
Like, little bit of both as well. It's a little bit of new manager bounce as well as these players. Not all of them are bums. And just and we'll get to that later, who we're referring to. And just like Bendito was mentioning, Amorim really tempers down, or just kind of brings us back to reality by saying don't focus so much on the results, but just more so on the style, right? Not just on the 4-0. But just what he's trying to build here. He's trying to build a system. This is going to take time. We got to be realistic. And, of course, I want to beat Arsenal tomorrow, and I feel like we should win every game 4-0. But let's temper down those expectations, and let's take it one game at a time, and let's let these guys just figure out the system instead of trying to think through it game by game.
Let me read some quick comments here. United fans don't say, what's up? Limerick 2000 says, yo. Mark Cheeseman says, big up, Barry-licious. What's going on there?
What? Shut up, my
Barry Licious. Wow, y'all got nicknames like that for each other. Jesus says, welcome back, Bandito. Limerick says, big up, Cheese Whip. What's going on? Y'all got some nice little nicknames going here for each other. I mean, I'm all for it. And Limerick 2000 says, that shit is 5 days old already. Get it gone.
This guy.
What do you mean, this guy? What's going
on? I'm just you calling people out on pause comments when you're the king of pause comments.
I don't do pause things, though.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Let's talk about some of the things that we're seeing under the coach. Rashford just scored 2 back-to-back games under our new coach. You know, the last time he's done that was, I think it was, when's the last time Rashford scored back-to-back games? I can't even think. Maybe Sean can remember, but Sean.
First season, Ten Hag.
3 years ago.
Maybe, the first season of Ten Hag when he scored 30.
Yeah, maybe the first season.
Has to be that.
Yeah. It's hard to call it Sean new manager bounce when you're seeing someone like Rashford get results when he struggled for 2 years. You're seeing guys that are actually being used correctly. And when I mean Rashford, you also got to think about Zirkzee, because when I saw Zirkzee, Sean, starting in this lineup, I actually felt like Amarin was smoking dope, because you know how we slated him the last week. Last week,
I thought he was smoking dope when he put Casemiro center back as well, but it seemed to have worked out. So
yeah, it seemed to work. Are you impressed in the way our coach Sean is able to see? I mean, it sounds simple when I say it, but see guys' attributes and use them towards their attributes in the right way.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with what I'm seeing so far, and he can kind of, he's reading the game so well right now, to the point where, like, hey, he said it when he came in, like, hey, if the players are not playing, I'm going to pull them. But having the changes in the 50th minute, it makes a big difference. And one of the things I noticed this week is when Martinez got booked, he knew instantly Martinez wasn't going to miss the next game. So what did he do? He pulls two other defenders off, put Martinez on a right back, and bring the other guys in to get fitness. Mm-hmm. Now, it kind of didn't work out because Luke Shaw ended up getting injured, but that kind of reading in the game, you know what I mean? He noticed Martinez wasn't going to play, so he stuck him in a position that he wasn't comfortable in to give the other guys game time, be ready for the Arsenal game. Ten Hag would have just rolled over Ten Hag's head. So I like what he's doing. I like it. And to be on the bounce side, yeah, it's a new manager bounce, but I also believe it's a belief side. I think they're finally believing in the system. You can see Ahmed, like, he believes in the system. And I'm not sure who said it, but the players being played in the right position is something that, like, that's something that they always said under Ten Hag, that I wasn't being played in the right position. Now that they believe they're being played in that right position, you know, you're going to get the best out of the player when he believes he's being played in the right position.
Yeah, I agree with you. And what's impressive, I'm going to throw this at Mikey. It's what did I do? What did I say?
You're going to throw this at Mikey?
Yeah, throw that diaper at Mikey. Throw that diaper.
Whoa. What's going on here, bro?
I like how Mikey looks like
he's case nice and player. Point.
Baseball yeah. Cap
I mean, what kind of show are we doing here?
Yeah. King of the pause.
Limerick Lad 2000 says, Casey, you can just call me by name. What's going on? What's going on in the show right now? We've lost control. Mikey, is it? You know, we used to think a lot of these players, Mikey, were dunce. But they seem to be smart players all of a sudden. All of a sudden, these guys seem like they can play football. And is this more have to do, like Sean says, they're all interested and they feel like they're being part?
I mean, I'm not gonna give them anything right now. It's still pretty early. I think some of them are still bums.
You know, that's what I like about Mikey. He's not ready to give everything every that's real quick. He needs more proof.
We've been here before. We've seen guys under Mourinho come in, win a lot, turn into bums, get the manager sacked. Now we're blaming the players. Under Ali, rattle off 10, 15 wins. Get start turning to bums. Like, I'm just gonna wait and see. Are they playing well at the moment? Yes. Has the level of competition helped us? Yes, it has helped us. But we should also be beating these guys. Mm-hmm. With all due respect to them. At the same time, I do like the play style that I'm seeing. But yeah, this times in the game where, like at Bodo, they didn't play too well for the first 30 minutes, the first 25 minutes. They didn't play too well. It wasn't like comprehensive play. But they end up putting it together in the end and then getting us the result that we needed. So credit given there. I'm not ready to give a resounding cheers to nobody but Onana right now, because Onana has been Onana and Mazraoui, because they've been constants in the game since the season started. So those are only two players I feel like I could say, all right, y'all have been – I could get a stamp on. Everybody else
– really? I think there's one more you can put in there.
Everybody else is getting there.
Ahmad.
I think Ahmad.
Ahmad for sure.
The only reason Ahmad's a little iffy is because, like, and it's not his fault. That's more to do with the fact that he would play an amazing game and then Ten Hag would leave him out for the next two games. It wasn't necessarily his fault. So.
Since we're in Ahmad, I feel like that's the guy, though, when I hear the interviews, the coach seems to be really raves about. He's like today in his second part of his press conference, he's like, Ahmad still has a lot to offer because he will play in a number 10 role in different systems. And I'm just impressed by Ahmad. I mean, Bandito, what is it about Ahmad that makes him so special? I mean, he's stronger than I thought. He moves for some weird reason. Seems like he moves faster with the ball than without the ball. I mean, what do you see in Ahmad Bandito that you just see that this kid has a bright future?
I've seen Ahmad in the flesh about 6 feet away from me running down the line. And he dribbles like Messi with I'm not saying he's a Messi.
No, we get it.
Yeah, we get it.
with the ball in the middle of his feet. So it's not on the outside. So he's got that great tight control. He's taking his time in the championship, which is a very rough physical league, and he's, you know, learned how to use his body and his low center of gravity. So he's gone from just that part of his game to elevating it to being a danger man, where he's now, you know, creating chances for himself, creating chances for others. He's got great decision making for a young player. He doesn't lose the ball. I mean, yes. If you look at his passing numbers, he just, even if it's something safe and recycled, and you see that he doesn't lose the ball. I brought it up, and Sean brought it up about players being played out of position, and now they feel like they're in their right position. So a quick story about Tom Cleverley, and he's playing. Fergie's going in on him, hair dryer at halftime, and he's like, "Boss, you're playing me out of my position." And everyone in the locker room just goes like, "Ooh." He says, "Your position, you're lucky to be at Manchester United. You get it on that fucking pitch and play where I play you." So some of these guys, they need to get on the fucking pitch and play where they play.
Facts. Let me read a comment here. Mark says, Limerick Lad 2000 says, "It's Mark Casey. I know who you are." So, Mark, I know who you are. I'm sorry, Mark. And Mark was supposed to be in studio tonight, but something came up, so he wants to apologize for not being in studio. Yeah, the Ahmad thing is crazy to me. And I know, Sean, I'm going to go back to you on this. I know you're waiting for him to play in that number 10 position because you feel like that's the position for him.
No, actually, I from what I'm hearing, I actually wanted him to play in the wing back. I'm hearing that he's picking up that defensive role really well. Better than anybody else.
Yep.
And if it keeps Anthony out of the team, sorry, Chief.
Nope,
if it keeps Anthony out of the team, fucking put him on there every game. Yep. But one of the other things I wanted to pick up on too is it wasn't just his ability, being strength, getting the ball back, going back. It's his decision making too. Like something Garnaccio needs to really learn from. Like he could have easily took that ball down the right, shot it, and got a goal himself. But no, he passed it straight across to Zirkzee to make sure we had got a goal, you know, made sure that we went up ahead. It seems like he's more mature than Garnaccio. I know he's a little bit older, but I think Garnaccio can really learn from that. Like that decision-making of putting it back across and letting the team win instead of yourself win. So, I'm more than happy. If we want to play him in 10 too at some point, play him at the 10, but right now his defensive duties are becoming really well from what I'm hearing online.
I think his defensive duties is what I'm more impressed with anything because I like to put it in American football analogy. He's like a defensive back. He reads. He has great break. We call it quick twitch. And he breaks on the ball. And what he does, if you turn your back to him as an attacker, he's coming. He pounces on you.
Not just that, as a defender, you saw those goals. He's out there pressing, stealing the ball, making something happen. And
first of all, Brainwith.
Exactly. He said, "Brainwith, who? You coming to our squad?"
Up.
Got eight.
I will say,
does he get half an assist for that, Brainwith?
I don't know, Bandito, but
maybe.
How much do they want for him again?
70, maybe like now it's like 20. 25.
We'll trade you Anthony, heads up.
One thing I wanted to mention, I seen it as a breakdown about Ahmad during, under Ten Hag, he was averaging like what, like I told you, 40 touches. Now under Amorim, granted it's a small sample size, it's over 70 touches a game. And a game like him, I mean, a player like him that's technical, good on the ball, we've all mentioned it, right? He has strength. He's good at dribbling, great decision making. You want a player like that to be able to get more touches and influence the game more so.
So I wasn't wrong then, panel, by saying that and Ahmad has probably has is just as influential as Manchester United.
That's not what you said.
You're a spin doctor too. You're a spin doctor as well.
Okay, so what I want to rephrase it is, Ahmad could be just as influential at Manchester United as Bruno. Anybody want to tell?
What does that mean?
Yeah,
meaning that he can be. You can run your plays through him. He can create just as much as Bruno can.
Yeah, I agree. I think it might take some pressure off of Bruno too.
I want to point something out, like, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did anyone see those two times that Mainoo got the ball back and was pressing and got it back? Did anyone see what Mainoo was doing there? Because Mainoo was running behind and taking the player that Ahmed was supposed to take. So Ahmed had the ability to get forward. So it's not as much as Ahmed did well, Mainoo was that took that position. So if the player had got past, you know, like if Braithwaite had kept that ball and passed it forward.
Yeah. Mainoo would have been there. Over. Yeah.
Mainoo was already there marking the man Ahmed did. So it's not just Ahmed, it's a team thing. Like if you go look at the game, and I know Mandino, you're like this, like this, what they're doing when they're moving, like they're noticing their players, like Ahmed's moving forward, so another player will move over to cover his position. So I really like what he's getting out of the team already.
Exactly. You've probably heard the phrase is rest defense. So it's not rest like you're resting. It's rest of like who's left over.
Yeah.
So if you've got the ball, you know, then the back three plus the two pivots, that's the rest defense, right?
Yeah.
And you're just better active, anticipating things. And then having that extra player sitting, you know, in front of the two really helps.
Yeah.
You got that point man on top. I'm mad, you know, running on top, closing them out, and everybody just shifting, closing out lanes, you know, just all straight up man marking people, putting pressure. So they panic, they lose it. We get it. Boy, cool.
There's so much I liked about that game.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking more like a thinking team, because what we've all been concerned about when we've watched previous teams, they don't even look like they know how to play football at all. Simple passes. We couldn't do simple passes. Now we're replacing each other in defensive zones, defensive positions. So guys see one guy break, another guy knows to go and take that spot. It's amazing what progress we've made in this short time, but it's what communication does. When you're able to communicate with players and they're able to understand what you're saying. And it seems like anytime we big up this coach, it seems like we're dissing some other people. And I don't want it to be like that. Speaking of dissing other people, salute to Rude getting his first win today at Leicester City, smashing West Ham.
New coach Barnes.
Is that new coach Barnes?
Yeah, that's his first game with them.
Shoot, he didn't lose with us.
No, he didn't.
He's in for a world of hurt at Leicester.
Yeah. Mikey, anything you want to tell me I'm crazy about on my thoughts on Ahmad?
No, I mean, the guy's everything I said he would be, and he just needed more game time to show it.
Facts.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been here.
I know you have. Let's read some comments here. We need many creative, impactful players on the pitch as possible. If he can do the job at wingback and it enables us to play a Mount or whoever further up front, that's great.
I don't think it can be the
solution to every game. Like when we're going to move, like we're going to have to defend a lot tomorrow, but against the lesser teams, what did he say?
But against lesser teams at home, he's looking like a great option. My CTE kicked in
for a second there.
Yes, somebody else read the comments.
Oh, don't do this to me, guys.
It's the LAUSD education system, Casey.
No, it's not. Yeah, it is the LAUSD education and collecting concussions.
All right.
Well, let's get into this Arsenal match. Seems like everybody wants to get there. We're about halfway through the show.
Damn.
big match tomorrow. I don't know what to expect. I'm going to let the football heads tell me more. Bandito, tell me about Arsenal and tell me how could we – I don't know. What do we need to do against Arsenal tomorrow? I know they're really good in the midfield. I know they're good on the wings.
You want to know about Arsenal? Fuck Arsenal.
Yeah. That's right.
First and foremost. First and foremost.
Yeah.
They score a lot of goals. They put constant pressure on you. They score from set pieces. They've got really good finishers on corners. So it'll be interesting to see what players do when they're under pressure out of possession and in possession. Mm. Casey, you know this, that a lot of times when things are not going great, they're not going the way you planned, you kind of revert as an athlete back to what you normally do.
That happens. Right?
So it'll be very interesting to see the mettle of our players when they're under pressure, because I think they're going to be under pressure 90 minutes. You know, in possession, they're going to be pressed. Out of possession, Arsenal wants to bring men forward into attacking areas, and they have to stay turned on set pieces, no mental lapses. And, I want to see him just go for it. Just go smash him. Don't play defensive. Just go and play your football and see what happens.
I listened to the Mikey and Sean show yesterday, and they both touched on something you said, Manito. It's set pieces. And that came clear yesterday when I watched Mikey and Sean show, the set pieces and the wings. Mikey, you spoke highly on the wings, Mikey, that they're going to attack us on the wings. You want to, let today's viewers know a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so with and just making the overlap and runs will be Arsenal. They like to maintain with. They can get compact or drop deep to let you have the ball at times, or they do play a high line. So their whole thing is that they have passers of the ball that are like, with Odegaard running the show when he plays, even when he wasn't playing, they have passers of the ball like a Declan Rice and Thomas Partey that can get the ball up really fast. And the key is really to get it to Saka. It's preferable to get it to Saka. But they also have Martinelli over there that can run into you. Trossard over there is a baller, a player that I like to watch. They have quality players that a lot of them are experienced. They have the Gabriel Jesus, who might not score a goal, but he'll do everything else to affect play. You know, people get on him for his goal scoring ability, but he does everything else to that you're supposed to do as a striker. So, yeah, the width will be an issue for us if we don't close them down early and if we don't maintain our shape. And what I think that's happening with us a lot is that guys will come up and play early and leave space in behind. And Martinez has been doing that a lot and getting sucked in a little bit prematurely. You have to stand firm and trust the man in front of you. So that's where I'm at with it. But I still think this is a game for us that we can win. I don't think that we're completely out of this game. We will be defending a lot, though.
I think Barry has, before you go, a little bit on a take on that. But before that, he mentioned he can memorize all the names from the Armenian law firm, but can't read out a simple comment. LOL.
Wow, I didn't see that.
And then before the Shah injury.
Wow! Gunshot. Yeah.
And love you, Case, he says. Before the Shah injury, I was expecting a narrow defeat or a draw and hoping we could squeak a win. Now I'll be happy if we can take anything from the game. They've just hit form again.
Wow, I'm still affected by that. Sean, we have concerns at center back, Sean.
Nah, Euro starting is cool. It's all good.
Euro starting.
I don't think Euro started. Will start.
Because Euro's on the left side. Where's Mazraoui playing?
Mazraoui. Anywhere play on the left side.
Coach says. Anywhere he says.
So, Sean, it looks like you have your back line already set.
Who? Me?
Yeah. No way.
For tomorrow's game.
I would play, right now, I would play Harry Maguire on the right. Delitt in the center and Mazraoui on the left.
Well, I mean, because yeah, Mazraoui is the more flexible guy.
Harry Maguire will get destroyed by Saka. Absolutely destroyed by Saka.
That's my fear too, the left side.
Yeah. I would put Mazraoui on the left to cover with below, Ahmed on the right as a wing back. And then I'm actually going to put Bruno in the next to Ugarte in the center of midfield and put Mount up front tomorrow.
Interesting. That's a very energetic. That's a very energetic team.
Yeah, because Bruno. Bruno will get back and help defend. So,
I think that makes sense because Mazraoui is definitely more flexible. He could play both sides. Versus, I'd rather have Maguire as comfortable as possible tomorrow because I'm telling you guys, I don't want to harp on this tomorrow too much, but the Shaw injury. Every YouTuber, Facebooker, whatever, had Shaw starting this match. And then we all got the message that Shaw was injured again. I kind of feel bad for that guy.
The glass man.
Expect the left-sided center-back to come in January, though.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to make this a Shaw show but or anything like that, but he's got to think about retirement. It's something that injury is so traumatic to his body. There's nothing he can do to be 100% again. I don't think it's possible. I mean, it happens. That injury was horrific, you know?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think he can play the left wing back. I mean, if he's getting injured as a center back, the physical demanding of playing a left wing back, I don't think he can do that
anymore.
I don't
even think he's played like enough minutes to equalize a full game this year yet, and he's already injured. It's just tough. That is tough. And, I don't say I'm less confident right now, but I just know the coach. I have faith that this coach is going to come up with something, though. I think he knows what he wants to do. I don't know. If anything, I feel like this will be a draw. I don't know.
The pressure isn't on us.
No, it's not, and you're right.
The pressure isn't on us. So, the expectation is there. You want to win. You want to beat Arsenal. You know, nobody likes Arsenal. But I'm not. If we squeak a draw or get a 1-0 on this, that's fine. If we lose, as long as we don't get battered, I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm right with Mikey.
Early days.
That's very true, Mikey. Because say we lose, but you see the structure, the pressure's not on us. We got to play loose. It's on Arsenal. They got to win. They can't. I don't even think they can draw if they want to stay at pace. Yeah, they got to stay in pace to get the league. So they just got to win. They can't even draw.
No, because if Liverpool win tomorrow, they go 12 points clear.
Wow.
Man, it's crazy that what's going on in our Premier League right now because Liverpool is just coasting. And
let's not forget, though, Liverpool are an injury away from being where Man City are. So.
Yeah, but everybody's an injury from being there.
The way they play, how Arne Slot sets them up, he's very good. What he's doing is it's not just, they have guys from before. It's not that. They're very well coached, very well drilled, and then they're finding their feet in front of goal.
Yeah.
Limerick Lad 2000 said, "I agree with Sean, but that three doesn't fill me with confidence." Once again, Limerick Lad 2000 says, "Casemiro and Ugarte as the two sixes for me."
Yeah, I'm with that.
The thing about
I like this team that we can put in athletes, and not get overrun. We can put Ugarte, who can run around, smash into people, win the ball back. Mason Mount can come in, who's a really good athlete. Ahmad out wide. And then we've got a mix of people who are very, very good positionally, like Mazraoui is just absolutely brilliant.
Bandino, let me ask you, who do you like for a striker?
We're going to have to compete on that level because they're big and physical at their back four. And then, you know, they've got Saka's teeth. He's a fantastic player, and he's really in form. So we're going to need the legs and the athletes to run around.
Yeah, it's funny that I don't want to go off subject, but Rio said that Saka wasn't world-class, but Foden from City was.
Really?
Foden is world-class.
Really?
Did you say Foden's world-class?
Yeah, he's just in the crap right now.
He's just playing badly right now. He's a world.
What makes him world class? And I don't want to make this about him, but
the end on European level. I'll tell you that.
But anyway, Let's talk about our striker versus Arsenal. I've heard arguments for.
I like how you just throw that out there, Casey.
I know, I'm weird like that. When I hear stuff that I don't want to talk about, I'm not going to talk about
it. Who said that?
Better than Mbappe.
Oh. Wow.
Hey, I'll take that, but both of them are better than Marcus Rashford.
What? Why? You guys think?
I mean, I could be objective in the grand scheme of things. They are.
Rashford's going to end up scoring.
Rashford has a start. He has a really good record at Arsenal. He has a start tomorrow.
Well, okay, here we go. That's where we're at. Go ahead. Tell us why again one more time.
I'll put him on the left, though. I think Xerxes might need to start again if he has the legs. Because there are two monsters at the back. There's Saliba and Gabriel.
Timber. And,
Timber on the right. Let Rashford and Timber battle. I'm actually looking forward to that. But I think Xerxes could. I'm not saying Rashford's going to win, but I'm looking forward to it, especially if Xerxes plays, because Xerxes could hold up the ball. I think he's stronger than Højlund right now. Hold out the ball against those two center backs and spread it around like he did. Y'all saw that ball he played to Ahmad.
Dude, that was so nice, dude.
He didn't even look. And it was perfect.
Oh, the one that he missed.
We need stuff like that.
That was a sweet pass.
Yeah. And I hope Højlund's taking notes, because you know I'm a Højlund stan. I believe in him, and that's the part of the game he really needs to work on, because I feel like he's not strong enough, man. He just lets guys foul him and push him over, and Xerxes not the one.
Wait a minute. So, sounds like you're telling me, Ronaldo, that you're liking Xerxes' progress right now over, what, is it just for Arsenal?
Probably just for Arsenal, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because, yeah, I mean, Amorim, he kind of alluded to that, why he played Xerxes against Everton anyway, because they're the biggest center backs, and he thought he could
be strong. Yeah, he sure did say that.
And you're going from Everton to Arsenal, whose two center backs are stronger and better. Yeah. So
it's a different profile. One of the things that Xerxes does is, because he kind of plays like a false nine.
Yeah.
You want to drag one of those center backs with you, and then that's going to leave space for your wide player or your inside 10 to run in behind. So it's all about timing. You saw Mason Mount do it very well when he played the kind of inside forward. So it's kind of all about timing and dragging that center back where they don't want to go.
What about Xerxes, Rashford, and Højlund?
Hmm. Yeah, you got two players who are speed merchants, want to run in behind the defense, and then one.
Yeah. And then you have Xerxes who drop back. If you have Xerxes dropping back, and then you've got Rashford and Højlund running into those spaces.
My only concern with that is, who's going to be that creative player and your inside 10, because you know you don't think of Rashford or Højlund as that kind of creative.
Well, that's why I was saying having Bruno drop into that 8 position.
Mm.
Or 6 or whatever.
That's a different 8 lineup. I mean, one thing Jeremy and I were talking in pre-show, we were like, we're going to see a lineup against Arsenal we've never seen before. That's for sure. Either being the center backs or what's going on with the top three, we're going to see something we've never seen before.
I think just the way that Amorim has been playing, he's been very proactive about subbing in players early. That's something we like.
I
so
love
it makes
that
it,
about him.
So it just shows you. I mean, granted, guys are getting healthier again. It just shows you that the depth of the lineup that we have or the squad that we have. So you're able to plug in players, keep them fresh. And you guys just mentioned Xerxes, then playing Rashford, and then Rasmus. We're not even talking about Garnacho. Yeah, he's going a little bit on a slump, but we still got Garnacho off the bench. So that's good, having a young guy like him come off the bench, and he can come in and give you impact.
My goodness. We have not talked about Garnacho.
Yeah, exactly.
If Xerxes doesn't pick on, you got Chiba Obi Martin just turned 17, so he signed a professional contract. And he is in the wings waiting for his chance. So,
did you say he just broke the Premier League under-18s record?
Correct. With, I think 10 games fewer than the previous.
Yeah. So, he smashed that record.
That's crazy. They beat today Rochdale?
Yeah. Is he plays on under-21s or the 18s?
He plays under-18s.
Okay. I think 17, it was
he's only 12.
I think it's the 21s.
I'm just joking. Yeah, Wow. Good, a lot of stuff to think about here.
Who would you have up there then, Mikey? Like the top three, like
No, I wouldn't change it from the last game.
So you would go with the same, the top three? That was Zerski, Rashford, and Bruno?
Bruno.
Yeah, why change it? It worked out. Let's just see, and if not, you could change it. But I don't think, like, I'm not – so my idea of, like, I want to see how the game goes and to see, like, I will go with the guys from before because they did well, and then if they don't do, we could change it. You know, I don't think there's a solidified way to start a game to know anymore. I used to think that way. So yeah, let's go with the three from before, see how they do.
I know one thing. When Bruno got – not to change – Bruno got subbed out, the pub went crazy. They were like, we've never seen this before. It was just
We went a little crazy too. We were like, what? He gets a rest?
Yeah.
Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, that's put on ice too. Make it look like
I thought he was injured when he came off. I saw the ice. I was like, oh shit.
Well, the point is everybody has to play. And our coach has stayed to that point. He's like, everybody has to play. He doesn't have time for this. There's not gonna be a set 11. It's all hands on deck. And I appreciate that about him. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, going to this Arsenal match, you want to be tempered. You want to be calm. But I just feel like he's going to have a method to his madness. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be an exciting match. One thing I feel like we won't see, and God, I hope I didn't jinx this right now, what I'm about to say. I don't think we're going to get Aliwa. I don't think we're going to get smashed.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, there's mad comments that I've missed.
I don't think you should have said that out in the airwaves and put that out there in the universe.
It all depends on what Bandino said earlier with the fact that if we don't revert back, if we start losing and we don't revert back to how we played.
Pressure.
If we do that, that will be a problem.
Pressure busts pipes. Pressure breaks pipes. That's the old saying. Once you feel that pressure, guys will fall back to that dummy mode and start.
But one of the things I do like, though, like, he's on that sideline and he's forcing players, like literally yelling at the players to go be in that forward, position. So attack, I don't see aggressive. Him doing that, but this is Man United. Anything can happen.
Oh, no, he's going to be doing that because this, I think if anything, this game, he's going to keep them on a short leash. He's going to be making sure. We turned over a pass in the 25th minute. And he told everybody to start warming up. He was losing it. He was like, oh, this is crazy. So I appreciate that about him.
My bad. Go ahead, Ronaldo.
Like they're still learning, you know. They're still learning a new system. They're not going to remember everything, so that's why he's so active on the sidelines. Really coaching them, bringing them up. Hey, I need you here. Hey, remember this? Remember that? Well, you know, the whole 25-minute warming up, people. That's just his MO even before. So, like, you know, if because at that time too in the game, Everton was in the ascendancy and. Quite frankly, if they were a better team, we could have been three goals down. So he was like, you know what, warm up, guys. So yeah, I expect the same tomorrow too. If things are looking hairy,
oh my god, he's gonna, I don't think I'm gonna sleep tonight. Here's some comments that said. He said that at the end of last season. What it says here, when Foden had just won footballer of the year. That is Limerick Lad 2000. I don't think Rashford or Xerxes start. He says he doesn't think.
Talk about it.
Oh, you're saying because Foden got Football Player of the Year? Did anybody?
Premier League Player of the Year. The Players Player of the Year. And has 90 goals at 24 years old. Just saying. You can't name 10 better wingers than him. Can't do it.
You can't name 10 better wingers than Phil Foden. We'll get back to that in a minute. Zerskly won 1 out of 8 duels last weekend. Ooh. We're going to need a pace up front on the break. Haaland was clearly rested on Sunday for tomorrow. I agree with that. The U-21s beat Rochdale today?
Yeah.
And here's Limerick Lad 2000's lineup. Onana, Mazraoui, De Ligt, Maguire. He's putting Maguire on the left. I don't know. Ahmad, Delo, Ugarte, Casemiro, Mount, Bruno, Haaland. What do you guys think about that lineup?
It's not bad.
I think the top two of Mount and Bruno's a little too slow. I think.
Yeah, I don't know about Casemiro in there either.
So you want to drop Bruno there?
Yeah, I would probably
get him in there.
I don't mind the extra steal in the middle to deal with Odegaard. He's the key.
He's saying Maguire on the right.
Maguire on the right. Okay, sorry about that.
So he can
Mark.
Be, so he can be what, barbecue chicken for the.
Well, that's going to make Maguire his most comfortable. He's a right sided center back.
He likes playing on the left though.
Does he really?
Yeah. He likes playing as a left sided center back.
I don't know who Maguire is then. I don't know. I don't know. I think Maguire, whatever he is at the most comfortable, that's what we should do. On if the it's bench. The left side, then put him on the left. But the
are
point
you,
is
around Maguire. Is that
what's going on? Say it again, Bandito.
Are we building the team around Maguire?
Not necessarily, but I don't want him to feel stressed.
He's only going to be on the pitch for 60 minutes. And the Euro's coming on, so I'm ready.
Wow, I forgot about the Euro, lad.
Score prediction.
Let's
see who's
going
to get Oracle of the Week.
Real quick, shout out to Cheese.
Hey.
For being the first Oracle of the Week.
Hey,
oh, really?
Cheese, you got Oracle?
Yeah. Would you predicted it?
I have no idea.
Oh,
did I?
He said he has no idea.
That's green power right there.
Hey, Mark Barry.
Green power.
It changes
Mark,
so
put
much.
Your prediction for score while you're here, Mark.
I think that's the best
so you got the first. You got the first. Points of the season.
Damn.
Wow, Cheese, your Oracle for the first time.
You get to do the prediction first.
I'm also killing it in fantasy, if I might add that myself.
Are you really? I hate fantasy sports.
3-2 United.
I like that one.
All right.
3-2 United.
That sounds fun. I got it a draw. 2-2. That's me.
I'm going last.
Are you going last? Too quickly. I got a 2-1 Arsenal win. I think the game's just
oh Jesus, Sean.
Being realistic, man, and like he said, I'm not going to be mad about.
Thank
it.
Thank you, Sean, for depressing me for tonight.
I think it has come a little too quickly. Arsenal are better than us right now.
Yeah,
I'm not mad about it. If we lose 2-1, I'm happy about it, man. I think it's just come a little. What's important is we got him in the FA Cup.
Yeah,
let's see between tomorrow and the FA Cup how well we've come. This is a good. It's good. Point. I think we lose 2-1, and I think we play decently tomorrow.
All right, fair.
Yeah, I got 1-0. I think we nick a goal and smash and grab back up to Manchester real quick.
I ain't mad at that.
You ain't getting on the plane.
What's that? The M1.
Yeah.
Ronaldo.
I want to say 2-1 Arsenal, but I'm going to say 2-1 United. I'm not giving Arsenal any grace.
You already said 2-1 Arsenal.
I want to say 2-1 Arsenal.
Oh, since you asked, yeah, I'll say 1-1 draw, which is a win for us. So I'm tempering my expectation, but not my excitement.
All right.
That's exactly where I
went.
Square.
Casey.
I'm going to say 2-1 United.
Woo.
And I think
everybody
one of them's
confident. I like it.
And then one of them's going to be a penalty.
So the only one here that has us losing is Sean.
Sean. Blake says 8-2 United.
What a day.
Where's Blake at? I want some more ever. He's my
Damn, Blake? 8-2?
He's one of us.
Hey, Blake, if you're on some gummies or some brownies, just send them to 4730
what type of prescription
Mammoth
is he
Avenue, Apartment 3, Sherman Oaks, California.
Why are you doing that?
Why?
Oh, my God.
Blake has a lot of hate in his heart, and he has a lot for Arsenal. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you guys right now, Arsenal is my team that I... In my lifetime, next to the Scousers, I hate Arsenal the next.
That's a long lifetime.
Yes, it is. I'm old enough to be probably one of y'all daddies.
That's a lot of hate, too.
Damn.
Hate.
Because I have a lot of Yardie uncles who's Arsenal fans. Somehow, Jamaicans love Arsenal. I don't know what.
Jamaicans and Africans love Arsenal, bro.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot of it due to Wenger. He fielded the first all-black team. Like, everybody
makes sense.
On the pitch was black.
Makes sense.
So dang. I think that has something to do with it.
A lot of the Latinos like United. They grew up United.
Chicharito.
United. Yep. Chicharito, United.
Well, Mikey, did you get track of everybody's scores?
I just watched the playback.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Guys, this has been a good edition of Those Casual Reds Show. I thoroughly enjoyed this one. Good times. We're in a good moment. Our coaches are getting results. Tomorrow is going to be a big match in a way. Big where we're going to see where we're at. Because we've been playing some shit teams. I'm not going to front.
Arsenal's going to overthink it. We getting 3 points tomorrow.
You think he's gonna think overthink it? Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. The thing is, though, when we beat Arsenal, everybody's got to chill. We got to chill if we beat Arsenal because I know what's going to happen
I'm
next.
I'm still chilling. I don't trust the players.
We ain't going to chill. What the hell? Where are we going to chill? Anytime any team beats us.
If we win tomorrow, I'm cracking that shit up. That's good.
Anytime any team beats us.
I want to thank Bandito for joining us. It's always great to have Bandito with us. Ronaldo, Mikey, Sean, in studio with me is German Cheese. There's been another one of those editions of Those Casual Red Show. We got Arsenal tomorrow. Make sure Thursday you check out our guys.
Check out the show.
The
channel here.
Yeah, on 1870. United Fans, though. Exactly. We're excited about the collab. We're one unit. We're stateside Reds doing it for y'all. People, rep us. Like, subscribe, comment. We're doing this for all stateside Reds. Yeah,
one channel, one love, all here united.
That's how it goes. Guys, all have a great evening. I know we will be talking tomorrow somewhere. Have a great evening, gentlemen. Up the fucking Reds.
Up the Reds.
Bum, bum.
Jeremy Sanchez and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.